A big eraser that cleanses it and makes it all brand new again. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 38:17. Actually, God says, I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. God says he can erase and wipe out all your sins and transgressions for his own sake. He also says, I will not remember your sins. Do you know there is an eraser or wiper that can erase and wipe all your faults and sins and make you white, clean, and spotless again? Remember the old eraser and the whiteboard? In the above cited words, God says he can erase and wipe away all your sins and he will remember it no more. Remember the school days and a whiteboard that teachers used to teach us? The teacher writes, draw pictures and use crayons and colors. In my school, they used to say, make sure you write this down in your book. Then the teacher says, I'm going to erase it. Here you go. He erased the board and nothing is visible anymore, right? Imagine a whiteboard that lists all of your wrongdoings and sins you have done so far in your life. Also imagine the ink used to write your sin is not cleansable and it is unwashable. The list stares at you from the whiteboard and troubles and bothers you every single day. One day a person appears on the scene and erases all the ugly things listed there that were not erasable or wipeable previously. God has a way to erase all your wrongdoings and sins from his book if you would like. Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 3 verse 19, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Repent of your sins and turn to God is the secret. Two men's heart reveals the secret for cleansing. Jesus said this story. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was praying to himself and said, God, I thank you that I am not like the other people. I am not like the unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast two times a week. I pay tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector stood some distance away. He was even unwilling to lift his eyes to the heaven. He was beating to his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Jesus said, this man went to his house justified in contrast to the other. A true repentance about your sins and turning to God for forgiveness, then God's big and wonderful eraser goes to work to cleanse and makes you pure and white again. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. Are you feeling terribly bad due to the wrong things you did in the past? God says if you can come to him in repentance, he will turn your terrible scarlet sins to white as snow. Again, God promises, though your sins are like crimson, he will change to wool white. Micah chapter 7 verse 19 says, Bible says, he will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all your sins in the depths of the sea. When you come to God, broken and sad about your sins, he has compassion again on you, and based on your admission that you did wrong, he will tread your iniquities underfoot. It is crushed and gone. Another expression is this, he will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. It will never come back again to haunt you. You see, God said first he will wipe and erase all your sins. Secondly, he said he will turn your scarlet sin to white as snow. Thirdly, he said, turn your red like crimson sins to wool like white. And fourthly, he said, by his compassion, he will tread your sins underfoot. And fifthly, he will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. it will never come back again. Stop for a moment. You must know how much God loves you. The book of Psalm 103, verses 11 to 13 says like this, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Again says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." The book of Psalm 103 verse 4 says, "He crowns you with love and compassion." Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for your sins. That much he loved you. He sent Jesus Christ from heaven to this sin-bound, evil-bound world. He gave his son so that you can regain your fellowship with God again and through his son, Jesus Christ. Your fellowship with God was broken by the original sin of the head of the human race, Adam. Now you can come back to fellowship with God by the work of Jesus Christ on your behalf. You must also know how much Jesus loves you. Bible says on the night before his crucifixion on the cross, Jesus was in a big agony, prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. The book of Luke chapter 22 verses 41 to 44 says, "He withdrew from them about a stone's throw. He knelt down and began to pray, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.' An angel from heaven appeared to Jesus, strengthening him, and being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground." You see, my friend, your sins, my sins, and all humanity's sins and iniquities from the days of Adam and Eve came on Jesus Christ's shoulder. And it was so heavy and painful for him to pay for all their sins. All sins of all people of all the time were placed on Christ. And it was a scary and havoc-creating experience. But do you know what? Jesus didn't run away from there. He said to his father, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Bible says, God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son to carry your and all people's sins on Jesus Christ's shoulders. And Jesus became a sacrifice for you and me. Do you know how much Jesus loved you? On the cross, while he was in unexplainable pain, hanging down on the cross for all humanity's sin, Jesus said these words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. For Jesus, even the most heinous sin was forgivable. Killing the Son of God is the most heinous sin of all sins. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them." Why? "For they do not know what they are doing." Was it not a true statement? They did not know what they were doing, killing the Son of God. But my point is this: if Jesus can offer forgiveness to those even killed him, don't you think he can erase all your sins? Do you understand the love of Jesus Christ? Only one sin that is not forgivable, the Bible says. What is that sin? Bible says there is only one sin that is unforgivable. Matthew chapter 12 verses 22 to 32, Pharisees didn't want to accept Jesus. And after witnessing all the convicting miracles of Jesus Christ, they rejected him. They attributed his work to the prince of demons. They said that he is coming from the group of demons. You see, each time you listen to this good news of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God is witnessing this truth to you. And he is convicting the need that you have to trust Christ as your Savior. And when you reject Jesus Christ upon the prompting of the Holy Spirit inside you, that becomes an unpardonable sin. This is called the blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. That means willingly rejecting the working of the Holy Spirit to acknowledge and accept Christ as your Savior and Lord. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in Jesus Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Bible also says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all our sin. There is no other sin in this world that is unforgivable. Even killing the Son of God is forgivable because Jesus offered forgiveness from the cross. God gives you chances again and again to repent and to feel sorry about your sins. And God gives you chances again and again to turn to Him. People say they would be willing to give a second chance to those who hurt them, right? I believe we are okay in giving second chances to other people. But do you know what? God offers you multiple chances. Again and again, He calls you to come to Him. However, people can come to Holy God only one way, the way of the blood of Jesus Christ that is shed for the forgiveness and remission of our sins. But if you die without coming to Christ and His blood for your salvation, then that is the only unforgivable sin, truly unpardonable, period, the Bible says. Are you already a child of God? You also need this eraser on an ongoing basis. Jesus answered and said, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. John chapter 13, verse 10. A believer only need to wash your feet. How do you get your feet washed? By confessing our sins to the Lord. When we agree with the Lord that we did something wrong or sinned, He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. It says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. There are true believers in Christian group who deny any sins in their life. This is wrong in the sight of God. Watch out and listen what the Bible says. This is what it says in the Bible in 1 John chapter 1. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar and His word is not in us. This is a pretty heavy thing. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar and His word is not in us. Let us never say we don't have sins in our life. But as soon as the Holy Spirit brings to our attention about our wrongdoings or our attitudes or problems and sins, let us confess to the Lord and receive His forgiveness and cleansing on an ongoing basis. You see, God not only forgives us, but cleanses from all our sins and iniquities upon confession. Imagine an young boy who disobeyed his parents, went to the mud to play. Then he realizes he disobeyed his parents. He comes back and says to his mom, "Mom, I am sorry. I didn't obey you. Please forgive me." His mom or dad not only forgives, because just forgiveness won't help that boy. The boy needs cleansing of all the mud in his body. The mom or dad forgives and cleanses him and wipe those muds away, cleanse him so that he would be clean again. When we confess our sins to the Lord, Bible says in the above words, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear friend, the eraser, the wonderful big eraser, is the blood of Jesus Christ. There is an old song singing like this, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Come to Jesus today. Repent and feel sorry for your sins. And talk to Jesus in prayer. He will apply His blood for the forgiveness, for the cleansing, for the remission of your sins. The blood of Jesus Christ will wash away all your sins today. Could you pray with me now? Please pray after me. God, I understand today you loved me so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to die for my sins. I know Jesus stood there condemned because he loved me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and risen for my sake. Please forgive me. I trust in Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for saving me. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, I can tell you with the authority of the Bible that you are born again, your sins are forgiven, you are a child of God, and you can start your life new again. Would you do me a favor? Please go to teachbible.org, teachbible.org, and go to the contact prayer tab and send me a note. I will be thrilled to hear from you. Thank you.